name is Jan Tielens. I'm a technical evangelist at Microsoft in Belgium, and I wanted to create this small video to introduce you to what I think is a very useful tool for every web developer that is making use of Visual Studio. And the thing that I'm talking about, it's called Visual Studio Web Essentials. If you would like to check it out, go to the website vswebessentials.com. And as you can see, this thing is created by Mats, who's a program manager over here at Microsoft. It's free. If you would like to download it, click on the download button. Choose the version of Visual Studio for which you would like to install it. Hit the download button again. Run the installer. And from that point in time, your Visual Studio will have superpowers. I already downloaded the Web Essentials and installed them on my machine, so I can switch directly to Visual Studio. And to show you a couple of things, let's quickly create a new ASP.NET web application. Let's go for an MVC one. I don't want to have any authentication, and let's hit OK. Once the web application is created, let me describe my typical scenario when I'm building web applications. So let's hit the play button over here to see the website in my browser. And when the website is loaded, let's say over here, I want to change this text. So I close my browser, I go in Visual Studio and look for the HTML that corresponds with the section that I want to change. For example, I can say ASP.NET rocks. And let's hit the play button again. And then I can see, of course, the result in my browser. Quite some steps that you need to go through. Now, Visual Studio has a feature to make this easier. Let's put my browser at the left-hand side. The right-hand side, Visual Studio at the left-hand side. And let's try to do that same scenario again. So let's go to the HTML. And let's type, for example, a couple of exclamation marks. And I'm not going to touch my browser, but notice in Visual Studio, there's a small refresh button that's coming from a feature that's called Browser Link. Let's click on this one, and you will notice that without touching my browser, the page is actually going to get refreshed. This doesn't only work if you have one browser, but let's try to do the following thing. Let's say we are going to browse through a website using Firefox and Edge. And let's put Edge at the bottom, Firefox at the top. And both of them will navigate to my website, of course. Let's remove, for example, the exclamation marks again. Hit the browser link refresh button or use the shortcut key, which is Ctrl-Alt-Enter. And as you can see, without touching those two browser instances, they get refreshed in one go, which is pretty neat. Okay, let's close this. So I can show you another very interesting feature of Browser Link. Let's start the website again. Let's go again. Let's say, for example, you're not sure where the HTML is that you want to change to modify a specific section of your website. Now, what you can do is you can navigate to your Browser Link dashboard. And you can say that you would like to go into inspect mode. So now you will notice whenever you hover over a specific section, at the left-hand side in Visual Studio, you will actually see the HTML that will get highlighted. Now, this is very interesting if you have, for example, multiple HTML files that are combined into one. For example, for this copyright statement, it's actually coming from another file in Visual Studio. Pretty cool. All of this is out-of-the-box functionality in Visual Studio. You actually don't need to have the Web Essentials to have this. But Web Essentials makes this even better. What I can say, for example, is I can say, let's switch into design mode. And if I switch into design mode, I can put my cursor, for example, over here. And I can change the text of my HTML in my browser. And notice if you check out the left-hand side, in the file inside Visual Studio, the text has been changed as well. When I type, it is actually in sync. Now, this is a feature that is being added to Browser Link, by making use of the Visual Studio Web Essentials. Okay, let's close this thing so we can dive a bit more into the HTML editing features that we've got in Visual Studio, which are made better with Web Essentials. To do so, let's clean up a little bit. Let's get rid of this. Let's get rid of this and this as well. So far, so good. And maybe let's use browser link again to quickly show my modifications. So the next feature is very useful when you're typing HTML in the editor in Visual Studio. Now the feature, by the way, it's called Zencoding. Very often you will find yourself typing, for example, a list within there, a bunch of list items, and then of course seeing the result in your browser. Now, as I said, you will do that very often, and Zencoding is making this process once again quite a bit easier. So let's get rid of the HTML, and if I would like to have the same thing, I can just type, for example, UL and hit the tab key, and you will see that UL will be embedded in the correct opening and closing tags. You can also do that hierarchically, so you can say first I would like to have a UL, and in there I would like to have a list item, an LI element, with the greater than symbol in between. Hit tab, and you can see that they will be generated as you typed. You can even say, hey, I would like to have 5 list items. Hit tab again, and as you can see, 5 list items are being generated for you, saving quite some time. Let's go a step further, and maybe you say, well, in those list items, I would like to have some placeholder text. To do so, I can make use of the lorem feature of this encoding. So if I type lorem, you will see in every list item a piece of the lorem ipsum text is being generated for you. Maybe for my scenario, one paragraph or one sentence better is too much, and you can say, well, from that lorem text I only would like to get 5 words by typing lorem 5, and as you can see, this is the result. Pretty easy. You can go much further. You can even say, for example, those list items that I create, they should get an ID in the HTML. So now they also all have the ID item, which is not that great, of course. And for IDs, you can even include a variable that will number your IDs. Like now they're all called item 1, 2, 3, and so forth. Zencoding also very useful if you would like to get a placeholder picture. So I can make use of the Pix Zencoding feature. Let's say I would like to have a picture of dimensions 300 by 300. Let's hit tab. And as you can see, a picture is being inserted that is coming from the Lorem Pixel website using the dimensions that I specified. By the way, every time that you refresh the page, another very exciting picture will be displayed. You can be even more precise, and you can say, I would like to have cats pictures, or people pictures, or building pictures, whatever. So now every time a very exciting cat picture will be displayed. So once again, Zencoding is very useful when you're typing HTML, speed up your HTML generation, let's say, in the editor in Visual Studio. And all of this, of course, is added by making use of Web Essentials. Final quick feature of Web Essentials that I would like to show you is related to your CSS editing. For example, if I am going to type a specific style like this, I can say, for example, the color is equal to red. And as you can see, in front of the text red, the actual color is being displayed. Now red is of course pretty obvious, but well, you probably know in CSS there are more exotic colors for which you may not well know the how it looks like in real life. Let's take aqua marine, for example, that corresponds with this color. Also, you may already have noticed when you hover over a specific attribute, the Web Essentials tool will show you in which browsers this attribute can be used. So color, of course, can be used in all the popular browsers. This doesn't only work for colors, this also works, for example, for font families. Let's say I've got a font family, Algerian, whatever. If you hover over Algerian, you actually get to see how that font is going to look like in preview with different pixel sizes and so forth. Once again, some nice to have features that are being added to Visual Studio by making use of Web Essentials. Now, the features that I talked about are not the only ones that are available in Web Essentials. When you're interested in all of them, go to the website, dive into every specific feature, and you will get all the details. As I said, I think Web Essentials is a great tool to have in your toolbox for every web developer that is making use of Visual Studio. So, that's it. If you would like to get started yourself, first thing is, of course, to download Visual Studio. If you don't have it, from visualstudio.com. Over there, you can also find the free Visual Studio Community Edition. You can download the Visual Studio Web Essentials from the link you see on the screen. If you would like to get some more in-depth knowledge, I can recommend the Microsoft Virtual Academy course, Building Modern Web Applications. You can find a link over there. And finally, if you prefer to attend a real-life, in-person event, we organize web camps in Belgium, and you can find the one that's being scheduled on the Facebook link. See you!